It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
1039-985, mypigradio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show. John, Anna, and friends. And our friend from the community today is Public Information Officer Sean Vaughn with the Texarkana, Texas Police Department. And it's been too long since we had you in here. I know you've been social distancing.
I am staying away from the world.
All right. Well, that's okay, because that's a good way to try to stay safe. But we had to get you in here because for the first time in about 5 months, there's actually going to be schools opening with kids in school zones. This is the longest stretch probably in our lifetime that it's gone, where we've had it where we're driving through school zones and nobody's been there, or right. No kids have been there. And so, you know, you're probably a little rusty on things. School zones have a lot of issues with them. Start out with what's the main thing that they need to do when they're driving in a school zone.
The main thing that people need to do in the school, well, there's really two.
Okay. Yes.
Two things. That's
two, things.
Two things. I can't limit myself.
That's
you
good.
Need to slow down, uh-huh. Obviously.
Slow right. down.
So you're able to stop if somebody runs out in front of you or something unexpected happens. And the other thing is, obviously, pay attention to what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Don't be distracted. Don't have your cell phone out. Don't be playing with the radio. Don't be yelling at whoever's in the passenger seat.
Yeah. Putting on your makeup.
Putting on your makeup if that's a
eating
problem.
Your sausage
you're
biscuit or whatever.
Yeah, just lay all that stuff aside while you're in the school zone there. Preferably to lay all the stuff till you get work anyway. But
of course, that's during the hours of the morning, and then again during the afternoon, and
right.
they all have those little flashing lights.
Yeah, the lights are up. You know, it's kind of hard to miss those things.
Yeah,
unless you're not paying attention.
Right.
You know, but the lights are there. They tell you when specifically the reduced speed's being enforced. You know, so just, you know, pay attention to what's going on around you. Slow down when you get into the school zones. And like you said, I mean, it's been 5 months since we've had to deal with any of this. So a lot of us aren't even thinking about school. I actually wonder if kids are ready to go back. I bet they are.
They are. I've talked to several and they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I can't wait to see my friends.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of normally they'd be going on school starting.
Right.
Summer break's already over. This time it's kind of like, I'm ready. We're ready.
So sick of home.
Yeah. It's all sick. Yeah. I want to get a. To go see the friends, go to, yeah. So it's good. It's good to get back into it. And remember, there are a good number of kids in every different school district and every different school building that do walk to school. They're
right.
close enough to walk to school. And that's the biggest reason to drive carefully. I know that, you know, the school buses, they drive on in, and it's generally safe where they drop them off. And they have the lines for the kiddos that are dropped off by a car and everything like that. But the biggest thing to me, as far as being safe, is for the school kids that have to or do walk to school.
They have the opportunity to.
Yeah, and then the school
character building,
school crossing guards who are out there unprotected, trying to make sure that the kids protected. So that's the, you know, those are the ones you really have to watch out for, because like you said, kids get excited.
Right.
And it's like, oh, there's the school. There's my friend.
Right.
And they just dart across the road and don't even think about it.
Across,
yeah. Yeah. And so that's why you need to make sure that you are 100% focused on what you are doing. And as I was asking you on Facebook, when school buses start flashing those yellow lights, what do you need to do?
You need to start thinking about slowing down, because you know they're fixing to stop.
Mm-hmm.
So in almost every situation, regardless of whether you're behind the bus or approaching the bus coming toward it, you're supposed to stop.
Mm-hmm.
The only exception to that would be is if you were on a divided highway.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're on 59, once it gets out there and you've got that median or you've got that barrier, then it's okay if you're going the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
You can keep going there, but if you're coming behind it, you still got to stop.
But if it's just a turn lane in between.
If it's just a turn lane, you've got to stop.
Doesn't matter how many lanes.
Five or six lanes across, but you've got to stop if that bus stops.
And it's a big ticket if you blow past a school bus,
it's
right?
Huge. It's like $650.
Yeah.
And that should be, because that is dangerous for those little kids who have to get sometimes across the street or whatever to get to where they're going. So please be careful and put down those phones and all that, because it is a ticket for cell phone usage. Cell phone usage is a no-no most of the time anyway.
Yeah.
But especially when you're in the school zone, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, That's the only place that you really, 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 well, it's not the only place.
Yeah.
It's the place that you really need to not be on your phone.
And it's a highlight of places not to be on your phone of any sort reason.
So, you know, you don't, I mean, kid, like we were talking before, kids are out walking to school. They're right. running. They're excited. They're not paying any attention. Mm-hmm. They're just going wherever they're going yep. and wherever. So, you know, you want to make sure that you're not on your cell phone. You're not distracted in any way.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, cell phones are our go-to thing these days. I know. You know, it dings or it rings or whatever, and we immediately feel like we've got to pick it up.
It's like, who's that? Yeah.
Right.
But most of the time, there's not anything that text or that phone call is going to tell you that won't keep, 30 seconds, 3 minutes,
right.
whatever, for you to get where mm-hmm. you're going.
So Anna, when I don't text you right away, just know that I'm driving somewhere.
Okay.
It's not like I'm ignoring you or going, it's just Anna.
It's just Anna.
I'll get to her
my
later.
My favorite's when I get a K.
Okay. Well, and you can set your phone up, and I've got it on my phone.
Yeah, you have it on your phone where it gives you a response as I'm driving.
I'm driving. I'll get to you whenever I get wherever I'm going.
That's a pretty good idea. Somebody might have to teach me how you do that.
It's an option on your phone.
It's easy.
Oh, it's easy?
It's easy.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about another safety issue that's coming up, and it's going to be a big one. It's going to be the widening of the interstate from west of Nash all the way to the Arkansas state line. So basically all of Interstate 30, Texarkana, Texas, at some point in time in the next 4 years is going to have construction going on beginning later this month. And they're actually putting up some things today. That's going to be a big deal because wherever they're doing the construction, whether it be the east side, the west side, it's going to be a bottleneck situation. And more people are going to be forced off onto those access roads. It's going to be something that we're going to have to pay attention to.
I think it's going to, for lack of a better way, I think it's going to be a mess out there for a little while.
Sure.
I think the end result is going to be great. I think we're all going to be very pleased. I think it's going to be a lot safer situation. The road's going to be in a lot better shape. It's 60 years old. I mean, if they weren't doing it now, they would be doing it at some point in the near future when it started falling apart. So I'm glad they're being proactive.
Right.
They being TxDOT, and taking care of all of that stuff there. But it's going to be a mess out there for a little while. I was just thinking, dang, I'll be almost 60 when this thing is done. I've already done the math. I'm like, holy cow.
This is bad.
Am I going to make it to see this completed?
Well, they're doing it right the first time. It's not just a half measure where they expand a little bit. They're
right.
And they need the 3 lanes on each side, 6 lanes, and all the concrete barriers and the shoulders and everything. That is needed.
Yes.
And when it's done, it's going to be just awesome. But until then, you're going to have to, a lot of things are going to have to be out on the access roads, and the speed limits are not the same on the interstate.
That's correct.
They're a lot lower on the
please
access road.
Please slow down.
Mall Drive, St. Michael, they're 45, 50. You get out toward Kings Highway, it's actually 55 there, but it is not 70.
Yes. It's not the Autobahn.
It's not the Autobahn.
There'll be more traffic due to the fact that they're going to be using that. The people in town that know how to get around are going to use those more because of the interstate being messed up.
Yeah, so. I'm already starting to plot out, if I'm going here, I can go this way, and that's kind of what I'm thinking, is kind of plan some alternatives here, because I honestly doubt that I will seriously have many opportunities to drive on the interstate in the next 4 years.
That's right.
Here in Texarkana. So, and I'm fine with that.
That's
we've got plenty of options. You can get wherever you're needing to go.
Right.
You just may not be able to drive quite as fast as
that's
you would on the interstate. But in most cases, you'll get there probably just about as fast, maybe a minute or two different.
Right.
But it'll all work out, and the end result is going to be good.
Yeah.
I think we're all going to be happy with what's going on out there.
Yeah, when it's done, it's going to be absolutely awesome. So they're going to begin putting up some things today, kind of indicating it's coming, and then I think actual construction begins on the 17th, weather permitting. The best of most country is 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. And our friend from the community today is Public Information Officer Sean Vaughn with the Texarkana, Texas Police Department. And Sean, we do want to remind folks that, and we had one of the guys in here, it was about a month ago or so, that there are 3, I believe, and you correct me if I'm wrong, 3 Texarkana, Texas motorcycle officers out on the streets at any given time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So be watchful for them because, motorcycles in the first place, sometimes they're hard to see. But you want to be mindful for them and watch out for them because they're going to be out there enforcing traffic and just doing what police officers do behind the wheel of the unit they have. It's just a different mode of getting around. It's kind of a good deal. I was talking to him about and I can't remember the officer's name now.
Billy McAnally.
Okay, thank you. And I was talking to him about the fact that in most cases, when we're not in the COVID, it's a lot more approachable if you're in a like parking lot or whatever, and people want to approach the officer and ask them a question or give them a concern. It's really a lot more approachable when they're on a bike.
Yeah.
And they are when they're inside the unit.
Yeah, you don't have these four walls.
Yeah.
You know, there.
Right.
So. But I think our officers around here are always very approachable.
Anyway. Yeah. I just mean
there's not that barrier.
Yeah. It's kind of like an officer if they were on a bicycle or, you know what I'm talking about? Yep. If you're sitting in a parking lot and you got, hey, I wanted to mention something or I had a problem. It's just, I don't know. It seems more approachable because they're not in the car.
Yeah. They're sitting there waiting on you to come talk to them.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Well, since you're here. Since you was here, we're going to play a game.
All right.
You and Anna are going to match the mouth.
Oh,
so what
this
is
so fun.
Is
match
I give
the
you
what?
Match the mouth. I'm going to give you a quote.
Okay.
From a notable person. Usually it's like a, you know, a
like
singer
or Oprah
or a Hollywood or a politician or something like that. And then I'm going to give you some choices of who said it, and then you're going to match the
and
quote.
Hopefully you're good at this because I'm not.
Okay. Here we go.
So I might actually win this time.
Yeah. Yes. You might. Quote, I feel a lot better than I sound.
Oh, goodness.
I feel a lot better than I sound. Did Elton John say that? Adam Lambert, Val Kilmer, Gretchen Wilson, or Amanda Lambert? I feel a lot better than I sound.
I feel like I need to pay more attention to what people say.
Me too now. It's like, I don't know this. Gretchen, I guess.
You're going with Gretchen.
Yeah.
Pick another one, Sean, because she's wrong.
I just told you that I didn't get it right.
Right.
Val Kilmer, because he sounds pretty bad.
What a good guess. Yes, you are correct. Val Kilmer said that.
Huh.
Quote,
good for you.
Yes, big time.
I actually think there's an incredible amount of self-knowledge that comes with getting older. Did Arnold Schwarzenegger say that?
Mm-hmm.
Jane Curtin, Jane Lynch, Jamie Lee Curtis, or Sean Connery?
Sean?
I actually think there's an incredible amount of self-knowledge that comes with getting older. Who said that? What's your guess?
My guess is either Jamie Curtis or Connery.
Okay, well, you have to pin it down to one.
Well, we were debating.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Which one is it?
I'm going to go with Jamie.
I'm going to go with Jane Lynch there, John.
All right. Well, Anna actually got it correct. It was Jamie Lee Curtis. All right.
Where's
quote,
that?
This is the last one. I'm more than just what you see on YouTube.
Oh, no. We won't know this.
I don't even know how to pronounce one of these people's names.
My daughter could get this.
Dave Chappelle, Wilford Brimley, who unfortunately passed away this week, Zion Williamson, Leah Michelle, or Adina Menzel.
Can I phone a friend?
Yeah.
Can we have a lifeline on that one?
Yeah. Any guess on that? I wouldn't know it.
I don't know. I'm not a YouTuber.
Yeah. Not a YouTuber.
How about we pass? You got another one?
No, that's the only one I got.
How about
Adina Menzel, Leah Michelle, Zion Williamson, Wilford Brimley, or Dave Chappelle?
Let's pretend there's letters to the side, A, B, C, D, E. I'm going to go with C because that's usually what you're supposed to do.
Okay. She went with C, which is Zion Williamson. What do you think?
That's the one I hadn't heard of. So that's probably it. I'll go with B.
You should have went with C, because
you have little faith.
But y'all did all right.
We did good.
That was okay. That
We're
was not bad. That's a really tough game. But
that's impossible.
Yeah, Sean, thank you for coming in once again. Drive safely in the school zones as soon as the school starts back, and just drive the speed limit or below. Stay off your phone. Be watchful. We want the kids to get off to a good start and you to get off to a good start.
Yeah,
exactly.
Stop for the school buses.
Oh, and yes, definitely.
And watch for the crossing guards.
And the crossing
yes,
guards.
Yes, because they're out there unprotected. So thank you for coming in.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.